This is Dale Haas. John Canfield and I are joining you with a special podcast presented by the Energy Services Coalition. Today, we're reaching out to you with a message regarding some of the potential impacts of the coronavirus on your facilities and systems.
We think it's important to share a bit of a different concept than our standard performance contracting podcast message. In today's environment, you may have elected or been directed to materially alter the use or vacate entirely the facilities that are part of an active energy savings performance contract measurement and verification phase.
Our goal in the next few moments will be to share with you some thoughts that you may want to consider regarding your facilities and what should be done at this time.
If your buildings are currently under an active energy performance contract, particularly in the measurement and verification phase, you might want to go back and check your contract documents to see if there's language that might provide you some guidance in terms how to deal with situations such as this. Terms such as a significant or material change in the building's energy and water use, occupancy, or purpose might be included in your contract. The contract documents then, again, should provide you some guidance on how, at least contractually, to deal with this type of situation.
Yeah, John, you make a great point. And while we can't see all of their documents, we certainly know that in sample documents that have guided the development of state programs, generally there's a requirement for these major sort of changes in use of the facilities for the owner to alert the ESCO. Now, these are trying times, and while that may be understood, it's important that the two parties agree that, hey, look, things have changed around here. We're going to back off our use significantly, or we're going to vacate these buildings. And, you know, the end users might even want to be looking to the ESCO for advice on how to thoughtfully shut down their facilities and systems instead of just throwing the keys on the desk and walking away. There is a section in most of the agreements that talks about non-routine baseline adjustments. Now, what that's really designed to do is to cause the parties to agree that, hey, if we're not using a lot of the building or most of our people have been sent home to telestaff their roles, they're completely different uses of the facilities and systems. Now, what that means is you may not be expecting to see the same amount of savings from the work that's been done on your project, but the savings from the work that was done on your project and how it's combined with the significantly lower use or reduced spend for utilities and operational budgets should probably still cover any outstanding financial repayment obligations.
If you are not currently participating with an ESCO under an energy performance contract, seek out other resources that can provide you the appropriate guidance on really how to manage the situation specific to your facilities.
That's a great point, John. I mean, some of our listeners may not be in that M&V phase where this is impacting them contractually, but they certainly know that it's going to have an impact on their day-to-day operation. For them, it may be a matter of reaching out to a couple of their providers and subcontractors and making sure that they get logical, procedural recommendations on how to set back, shutter, reduce usage of their facilities in a safe and advisable way. If you get down to 10% of staff, you may want to think about how you reorganize where they work in the facilities. I mean, there's a lot to be saved from intelligently shuttering some areas of a building while maintaining some of the necessary areas for people to continue to work. In addition, what I called shutter may mean dramatically minimize so that HVAC systems aren't completely shut down while lighting and some other systems might just be turned off. It occurs to me that this is one of those cases where we can look to the experiences of our educational facilities in a big way. For a long time now, our particularly K-12 school systems have deeply shut back or discontinued use altogether of some of the schools in a school system in the summertime.
Well, as you can see, this is a very complex issue. One of the things that we are hearing from some of our ESCO community members is that they are actually providing intelligent guidance on how their customers could adequately address their HVAC and do any shutdowns of equipment given the guidance and parameters of their energy performance contract. So we think contacting your energy service company and looking for guidance might be a really good idea as well.
Great point, John. It makes me think one of the great ways to ensure that people are on the same page is communication. It's important in a time like this that people just understand what the actions are that are going to be taken and get advice, recommendations, at least take into consideration all the parties' perspectives into what next steps might be.
Well, thank you for joining us. We've only scratched the surface here of some of the things that you may need to take into consideration in the near term. While alerting you to some thoughts, we know that you may have other questions about how actions today may impact your performance contracts. If you do have questions or suggestions, you can always reach out to us by email at info@energyservicescoalition.org. Thank you. And please be well and stay safe.